Hai hai hai. Back again with me Fitriani Dewi Setiawan in the Pray Podcast. For those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. Pray Podcast is a podcast in which everything about life stories will be covered in detail. And on this episode, we will talk about the life of a very famous novelist. Are you familiar with the writer of Terelie? I'm sure you've heard a lot. His name was Darwish, or his pen name was Terelie. Born on May 21, 1979, in the district of Wan, South Sumatra, he was the sixth of seven children of Pasai and Nusam couple. Both parents were farmers. Terelie married to Rizky Amelia. From the wedding, she was blessed with two children named Abdullah Pasai and Faizah Askia. Terelie once spoke to the Sahrudin of the publishing house regarding her unwillingness to become a famous figure and reveal her personal life on social media. Terelie is more eager to be known through his work. Don't want many people to know who his real figure is. Do you know that Terelie was an accountant? He still went to the office as an ordinary employee. There is another surprising fact that it has turned out that the one of the rather popular novel of his work, namely Delisa's Memory Sada, was an unfinished book. In fact, he wanted to tell us more about Delisa's teen life, but having no more ideas, he decided to end the novel right at the end of the 5,000 word with the inscription end. Terelie always insert principle in his bio to help spread the understanding that life is really simple. Work hard but always feel sufficient and grateful. Always loving, being kind to anyone, and sharing. A grateful and grateful spirit that will keep us in the grip of the happiness of life. For those who have read the writing of Terelie, it must have the felt that the writing could speak with their heart, pierce into the kalbu like there was life inside. In his book, Tere addressed various things, from the individual relationship with his God and social critique, to the love between two human children. Its unique and simple wording is added to each novel. We need to know that Terelie admit his success was not because his work. Writing is a hobby for him, a hobby that worked well in the hearts of his reader. It's become a bestseller work not only, but some of his other ones got be a bestseller. The writing of Terelie is always touching, touch of the heart of his reader. It is not uncommon to read portions of his writing that are quoted by a group as motivational quotation or caption on Instagram. It proves that Terelie successfully revived his writing in the heart of reader. Terelie's famous quotation include some: "A fallen leaf never heeds the wind. He just let himself fall. Never let go, letting go of everything." The Falling Leaf novel, Never Had the Wind, 2010. "I must quickly get busy. Kills with impunity whenever the longing arises. It's hard to do because it means I have to stab myself in the heart every second." Sunset novel with Rosie, 2011. "Be patient and silent is better. If it is a mat, it opens up its own best path. Otherwise, it will be replaced with a better person." The Novels of Longing, the year 2014. "There will always be days of pain and we don't know when it will strike us. But there will always be the next day, starting a new chapter with the sunrise." Home Novels, the year 2015. Okay, what do you think of him as inspiring Or is it that you have not read all his work, have become more interested in finishing all his novels? If you wish to purchase his novels, you can purchase them at the bookstore or their official shop. It doesn't feel like we have done it. But don't worry guys, don't be sad, because we will meet again on the Next Way podcast. And don't forget to stay tuned! I am Fitriani Dewi Setiawan from Way Podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye guys! Thank you.